La 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 la. Hello friends, so I'm back, and today again I have a beautiful story that I was going through a few hours back, and I have kept it aside to share it with you. So let me not waste any more time. And the story goes this way. During a prank, a student stuck a paper on his classmate's back that said, "I am stupid," and asked the rest of the class not to tell the boy. Thus, the students began laughing on and off. Came afternoon, maths class started, and their teacher wrote a difficult question on the board. No one was able to answer it, except the boy with the sticker. Amid the unexplained giggles, he walked towards the board and solved the problem. The teacher asked the class to clap for him and remove the paper on his back. She told him, "It seems that you don't know about the paper your classmate has pasted on your back." Then the teacher looked at the rest of the class and said, "Before I give you a punishment, let me tell you two things. First, throughout your life, people will put labels on you with many nasty words to stop you. All you have to do in life is ignore the labels people give you and seize every opportunity you have to learn, grow, and improve yourself. Second, it's clear that he doesn't have any loyal friend among you all to tell him about the sticker. It doesn't matter how many friends you have, it is the loyalty you share with your friends that matters. If you don't have friends who can defend you behind your back, who can watch over you, protect you, and who genuinely care about you, you're better off alone. Always have each other's back." Somehow I was really touched with this while I was going through the paragraph. And very true, how many of us have such friends? And don't we get, you know, disheartened by the labels that people put on us? So the lessons that we have learned from our life, perhaps this is just a reminder. You all know about this, that these labels will always be coming your way. And friends are something, if you don't have a loyal one, you're better off alone, right? So I'm glad that you heard it through. And if there is even a slight bit of, you know, a difference, if this podcast will bring to you, that will make my day. And if you can just put in, you know, whatever you felt about this podcast, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. And currently I'm in my hometown, really enjoying the night here, the beautiful, the skylight. I'm not able to see the skylight. So actually, sky is very clear. I can see the stars up there. It's very beautiful, very nice. And thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm Rashi Roop Lakshmi, a tarot reader, an astrologer, a life coach, a manifestation coach at a service. Whenever you wish to call out and want any kind of reading, any kind of coaching, do let me know. Thank you so much.